Good morning, early birds. You've caught The Worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio and our friends in the public media spectrum across the region, bringing you the latest news. I'm Carl Lengel, your host. It is the 12th of May, 2026, a Tuesday. Montana is working to fill employment gaps in rural schools. A new federally funded program connects Montana school districts with teachers-to-be. Montana Public Radio's Victoria Traxler has more.
A new report from the State Labor Department projects about 4,000 teaching openings in Montana schools each year for the next decade. And rural schools face some of the highest staff retention issues. State officials hope to tackle those daunting numbers through the new Teaching Apprenticeship Program. The four-year program pays budding educators while they complete hands-on experience in classrooms under mentors alongside academic coursework. By the end of the program, they'll be licensed K-12 teachers. The goal is to limit barriers for potential educators and alleviate staffing shortages in rural schools. 26 Montana school districts are preparing to partner with 78 new apprentices. The program is funded by a federal Department of Labor grant through Western Governors University, a Utah-based online college. In Missoula, I'm Victoria Traxler.
April brought near normal temperatures and precipitation to Montana, but it wasn't enough to bolster what's left of the state's snowpack. Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien reports.
April storms and cool conditions helped stall Montana's spring snowmelt, but fell short of meaningfully improving snowpack conditions. According to the Federal Natural Resources Conservation Service in Bozeman, areas that benefited the most from spring storms include Missoula, Flint Creek, and the Swan and Blackfoot Valleys, which have near normal snowpack. Most of the rest of the state is well below normal. Eastern Montana's Powder and Tongue basins have a quarter to 60% of normal snowpack. December's multiple atmospheric rivers bolstered soil moisture across much of northwestern Montana and parts of central and eastern Montana. Those, however, are the exceptions. 87% of the state is experiencing drought. Reporting from Missoula, I'm Edward O'Brien.
The National Weather Service has issued fire weather watches for northeastern and southwestern Montana, in effect from Wednesday morning through Wednesday evening. A fire weather watch means that critical fire weather conditions are possible during the valid watch time. Dry conditions, low humidity, and high winds will create potential hazards. These conditions could promote the rapid spread of wildfires, which could become life-threatening. National Weather Service recommends no outdoor burning. Any fires that develop will likely spread rapidly. Officials advise residents to follow all fire restrictions, avoid activities that could cause sparks. Areas affected in the Northeast include Fort Peck Reservation and Daniels, Roosevelt, Sheridan counties, Dawson, Macomb, Prairie, Richland, Wibaugh counties, Northern Valley, and Northern Phillips counties, the Little Rockies, the Lower Missouri River breaks, including the Charles M. Russell National Wildlife Refuge, Southern Petroleum, and Southern Garfield counties. Areas affected in Southwest include Deer Lodge, West Beaverhead, and East Beaverhead. Riverstone Health and Montana Department of Health and Human Services are working with a Billings hotel after an outbreak of Legionella, reports YPR's Kay Erickson.
Several guests at Howard Johnson, a hotel in Billings, reported getting sick with a Legionella-related illness within the past year, according to a news release from Riverstone Health. Legionella, commonly referred to as Legionnaire's disease, is a type of pneumonia caused by inhaling bacteria and water vapor from water systems like hot water heaters, storage tanks, and pipes where water may sit for long periods of time. In response to the reports of illness, Riverstone Health tested water samples in April and detected Legionella bacteria in a majority of the water samples from the hotel. Symptoms typically occur 2 to 14 days after exposure, says Riverstone Health's epidemiologist, Taylor Cook.
And you do have about a 95% chance of becoming hospitalized once you're ill. And that can, your hospitalization can really vary depending on whether or not you have pre-existing conditions like lung issues or cancer or anything like that.
Cook says they're working with hotel management and a contractor in the cleanup of the water systems.
So over the course of 2 weeks, they'll be flushing chemicals through the water. And during that 2 weeks, it is safe for people to use the water. You just might notice a smell or taste in the water.
Riverstone Health has given Howard Johnson notification letters and fact sheets to give to all current and future guests about potential risks. Anyone with symptoms within 30 days of their stay, seek medical attention. In Billings, I'm Kay Erickson.
A Montana judge has blocked the state from limiting voter registration on Election Day, concluding the move would disproportionately harm Native American and young voters. Associated Press and other news sources report today the ruling prevents a law that was enacted last year by the Republican-controlled legislature from being enforced. It would have prevented voters from casting ballots in presidential, U.S. Senate, and U.S. House races if they register after noon on Election Day. It was the second time in 5 years that legislators attempted to move away from Election Day registrations. District Judge Adam Larson's order, issued late last week, is to remain in effect through the trial of a lawsuit filed by the Montana Federation of Public Employees, later joined by Native American tribes, including the Blackfeet and Northern Cheyenne. However, the state's primary elections are June 2nd. The trial does not take place until late August. Public hearings started Tuesday in Helena for the proposed merger involving Montana's largest utility. Laura Hatch with Big Sky Connection reports environmental watchdogs want residents to show up.
The proposed deal involves Northwestern Energy and South Dakota-based Black Hills Energy. Montana's Public Service Commission is tasked with whether to sign off on the $15.4 billion merger. The commission scheduled 4 days for the hearings, and there will be time for public comment. Ann Hedges with the Montana Environmental Information Center says it's important for people to be there and be heard.
The public can show up and they can provide their 2 cents and ask the Public Service Commission to protect their interests, to make sure that this is something that will benefit Montana.
The utilities announced the merger in August 2025. They say it would allow them to create a stronger company better able to serve its customers. They must get federal and state approval in Montana, Nebraska, and South Dakota. The companies hope to close the deal by late 2026. I'm Laura Hatch, reporting.
The Interior Department is canceling a rule that put conservation on equal footing with development as President Donald Trump's administration eases restrictions on industries and seeks to boost drilling, logging, mining, and grazing on taxpayer-owned land. Associated Press reports the 2024 rule adopted under former President Joe Biden was meant to refocus the Interior Department's Bureau of Land Management, which oversees about 10% of land in the U.S. It allowed public property to be leased for restoration in the same way that oil companies lease land for drilling. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum has said the rule could have blocked access to hundreds of thousands of acres of land, preventing energy and timber production, and hurting ranchers who graze on public lands. Supporters argued that conservation had long been a secondary consideration at the Land Bureau, neglecting the mission under the 1976 Federal Lands Policy Management Act. While the Bureau previously issued leases for conservation purposes in limited cases, it never had a dedicated program prior to the Biden administration. That's The Worm for this Tuesday. Catch up with us tomorrow. We'll have another episode for you early birds then.
The Worm is a production of Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Metal art call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. More information about The Worm is available at ypradio.org.